Passage 24. 1. Where were the drugs traffickers arrested? In of Cadiz. 2. What did the 10 men wear when they were arrested? And kit. 3. Where did the fake football members hide the drugs? Football team's only game was drugs. They looked like a real football team, with snarling coach included. But the 10 men arrested at the weekend in Spain's southern province of Cadiz were not going to play a match, despite their yellow and blue kit. They were drug traffickers who used their footballs, knapsacks, and club strips, emblazoned with the team name of a local town, Guillen Moreno CF, as a ruse to fool border police as they crossed from the Spanish enclave of Ceuta in North Africa to Algeciras on the southern Spanish mainland, a police spokesman in Cadiz said. The fake team would usually cross the Straits of Gibraltar into the province of Cadiz on Saturday afternoons with the hash tucked beneath their jerseys and stage a drama to enhance their credibility before border agents. The supposed manager, 49, would carry a roster in his hand and continuously bark at the young men. "Everybody pay attention. Everybody stay right here. And come on, follow me." The players would cross back to Ceuta on Sundays after the fictional match and actual drug sales in Spain. Police do not know how long the fake season lasted before a tip spurred an investigation. The game ended when officers stopped their cars in Cadiz and found a total of 16 kilograms of hash hidden beneath the men's strips in little pellets taped to their bodies.
Snarl. Trafficker. Emblazon. Ruse. Enclave. Tuck. Credibility. Roster. Spur. Pellet. Our team really took a licking in last night's game.
Don't lose heart.
Music.